a group of activists from about a dozen countries said that Israel's sea blockade over the port of Gaza is illegal and continues to harm the more than 1.5 million residents of the Gaza Strip. Swedish-Israeli activist Dror Feiler says after 2 days of meeting campaigners from more than a dozen countries, he concluded that direct action is necessary.
The people of Gaza have the right to have direct contact with the world. We think that we follow international law. We think the siege is collective punishment that is illegal. If the international community thinks it is legal, then it's our duty to act as an act of civil disobedience.
The meeting took place in Istanbul, the home port of the Mavi Marmara, aboard which Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish citizens after raiding the ship in international waters during a similar voyage. Activists decried the 2010 incident as piracy. A UN investigation concluded that Israel had used excessive force when stopping the ship, but ruled that the naval blockade was legal under international law. Feiler, who was born in Israel but renounced his Israeli citizenship and was barred from visiting the country last month, said the group hopes to avoid further bloodshed, but would not be intimidated.
I was on the flotilla 2010. 10 of our brothers have been killed. They are now martyrs for all people fighting for international law and human rights. During history, people were always ready to sacrifice their life for freedom. We are also ready to do that.
South African activist Ismail Moola related the occupation of Gaza to his own country, saying it was international pressure and boycotts that helped end discriminatory state policy there.
Obviously, we come from a background where we understand apartheid, where we understand dehumanization, we understand home demolitions, etc., etc. So it is very vital for us also to acknowledge the role that the international world had played to bring down apartheid in South Africa.
Greta Berlin, co-founder of the Free Gaza Movement and an American citizen living in France, told FSRN she's seeing a sea change in American discourse.
I think there's a huge difference between what has happened in civil society and what actually happens in the government. What I see the change happening in the United States is civil society is beginning to push the politicians, and I'm happy about that.
The coalition offered no timetable of when they would sail, saying that past flotillas had been sabotaged in advance and that the date and ports of departure would be kept secret as long as possible. There was no concrete evidence offered that the coalition even has ships, but the very announcement of the initiative in Turkey is significant. Turkish-Israeli ties have suffered since the Mavi Marmara incident, and the country's populist prime minister, elected as president on Sunday, has made the plight of Palestinian people a rallying call for the predominantly Muslim electorate. The coalition's Turkish partner, the Islamist-rooted Humanitarian Relief Foundation, suggested last month that a future flotilla could be accompanied by a Turkish military escort across the Mediterranean Sea. But the coalition's spokespeople said they don't want armed escorts and insisted any future action would be unarmed. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Istanbul.